Psalm 17, 1 through 5, that's our psalm today as we continue our journey through the Psalms. It's a prayer of David. Here's what David prayed. Hear me, Lord, my plea is just. Listen to my cry. Hear my prayer. It does not rise from deceitful lips. Let my vindication come to you. May your eyes see what is right. Though you probe my heart, though you examine me at night and test me, you will find that I have planned no evil. My mouth is not transgressed. Though people have tried to bribe me, I have kept myself from the ways of the violent through what your lips have commanded. My steps have held to your paths. My feet have not stumbled. David's prayer was urgent. It begins with a threefold request. Lord, hear me. My plea is just. Lord, listen to my cry. Lord, hear my prayer. Danger seemed to be pressing in hard on David, and he needed God's help, and he needed it fast. David reminds God that this request is not coming from a person who is hypocritical or unrighteous. He invites God to probe, even examine and test his heart. He is confident that God will find no evil plans or sinful words. He has refrained from taking bribes. He has followed God's command and stayed put right on God's path. David's not trying to bargain with God. He's not saying, God, you owe me. He's simply saying, God, I'm living by your grace, and now I need some extra grace. Can you relate to David? Maybe today you're in a tight spot. Do you feel like your time is running out? Is your prayer urgent? Well, learn from David. Tell God that you are on his side. Thank him for his work in your life, and let him know that for you to keep going, you're going to need his intervention. God is good at being God. He hears, he comes, and he works in our lives. So, Father, like David, my prayer is urgent. I'm willing to wait on your timing, but there really isn't much time. Danger is pressing in hard on me. I am on your side. I am your child. So please listen to me. Please hear my prayer. I need your help. In Jesus' name, amen.